This is the Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network. What's up and welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour with hosts Tyler Gunther, Joe Pano, and Doug Eddy to bring us all inside the huddle. Whether it's in season or off season, this is your spot for the best and in-depth Dynasty Fantasy football advice. So let's not waste any more time and get right to it with Tyler, Joe, and Doug for another Dynasty Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the Dynasty Happy Hour, where Tyler, Joe, and myself come together on a weekly basis to form the ultimate robot Voltron of Dynasty football. How are you boys doing this fine evening?
I'm doing fantastic, everyone. It was a crazy, crazy Friday. We're going to get to that. I am excited to be here tonight. I love all the news that happened. You know, a lot of people might not, but I do. I love it.
Embrace the chaos is what I say.
Yeah.
What
do you mean here, Joe? I'm here too, guys. I know that Tyler's trying to steal a show, but hey, I'm excited to be here. Preseason is alive and well, which means preseason DFS. I know we're here to
talk
Dynasty.
That is enough from Joe. No,
I know we're here to talk Dynasty, but it parlays together. I'm pumped.
You know, I've been winning some money in preseason DFS, so cheers to you, Joe. I feel you right now. See, I spend a quarter, I win a buck. This is what
boy.
I'm doing.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I've had some good weeks, so I'm ready.
Let's do this. So before we roll into some crazy Friday news, I want to talk about one of our sponsors. So did you know that National Fantasy Football Draft Day is coming up on August 26th? That's a Saturday. Put it on your calendar. That's when most of the drafts happen. Now, most people might go out and buy a magazine. That is so 2017
of June.
What you need to do is get the Fantasy Footballers Ultimate Draft Kit. And I'm going to tell you why. So instead of a magazine that's already out of date, do they have anything about Sammy Watkins in there? Nope. Do they have anything about a Zeke suspension? Nope. Not in a magazine.
Yeah.
What about Jordan Matthews?
You're literally going to go out there and draft Zeke at 3 if you're going by the magazine. I mean,
and then you're going to look like a damn fool.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen. So the cool thing about the Ultimate Draft Kit, it is updated on a daily basis. These guys dedicate their lives to fantasy football. They have put in the work. They've recorded videos. They've got Matt Harmon's reception perception on there, which is absolutely awesome. They've got rankings for all the different types of formats that you could ever imagine. So make sure you go out and get the Fantasy Footballers Draft Kit at ultimatedraftkit.com. And if you use code DHH, you can save yourself 10% on that bad boy. So that's what you should do. If you want to win your league, get the draft kit from the Fantasy Footballers. Use code DHH and save 10%. Yes. I have it. Love it.
I also want to tell you guys, they have projected stats. I know we all like projections. We all like to look at those. And go check all those out. Once again, I'm gonna echo Doug, ultimatedraftkit.com, DHH 10%.
Boom. So let's roll into some news this week. So it was Freaky Friday in the NFL. So the first thing that happened...
Not Lindsay Lohan switching with their mom. Not
Jamie Lee Curtis, though.
Yeah, I'd switch.
Oh, hey, trading places? Oh, that's kind of like a Freaky Friday, right? Trading places? All right, we'll get there.
If that's as good as I remember. That's kind of old now.
I'm just talking about Jamie Lee Curtis. So
Yeah, I know. True Lies?
Yeah, not too bad.
But she's like 60-something now, probably.
Now?
I don't care about now. Yeah. Anyway, so around
noon. I can't even think of it as like my grandma.
So around noontime.
And he ruins it. I just want to say Joe just ruined that moment for me. Thank you.
That's fine. So there was a groundswell of information the day before that, you know, the rumor was Zeke is going to miss 6 games. So everyone's kind of freaking out. So the ruling came down around noontime on Friday and boom, NFL ruled 6-game suspension for Ezekiel Elliott with language in that there's potential banishment if he gets hit with another domestic violence, either accusation or whatever it is, because you know, he didn't get proven guilty, but he's being suspended anyway. It looks like the appeal is going to be coming on Tuesday. So, guys, what was your initial reaction to the Zeke suspension in Dynasty?
Can I go first? Joe?
Absolutely.
You can. You absolutely can. I'm all excited right. to hear your take.
This was huge to me. I honestly was like, okay,
huge.
Six games, that's fine. We talk dynasty, that is fine with me. And then they came out with that whole entire thing about banishment. Like the second time he does it, Zeke doesn't seem like a guy who gets it. He doesn't seem like a guy who rules go towards him. He can do whatever he wants. That's how he seems. And it scares me with him. Like Le'Veon Bell is a safer play at the moment than Zeke, it seems. And I actually move Zeke back. I have Gurley and I think Devonta Freeman in front of them just because I can't take that suspension and just brush it away. Devonta Freeman is safe. I think Gurley's upside is safer. I think Gurley's a safer player in the long term. You guys can have Zeke. The signs are there. We never read that. We didn't read the signs with Josh Gordon. We all got hyped about the talent, about, oh my God, he was the number one receiver the year he blew up. We always avoided that. Some people are still holding out hope for that. I'm not. I'm the person that doesn't want to risk the team, my whole team. And Zeke is a player that could. I sold Zeke when I heard of the first news for David Johnson straight up. Right when I heard something, I went to the owner and I said, hey, it was a contract league. Zeke had 7 years. David Johnson had 2 years left, and they both have contract extensions available. So I literally have David Johnson for 4 years. He has Zeke for a possible nine. He did the trade based off of I could have Zeke for longer, but I have it based off of I have a safe number one overall running back in David Johnson. Yeah, injuries could happen, but I'm staying away from Zeke in redraft. I typed an article for zone coverage, and I pretty much said with the whole entire appeal, he could play until like week six, week seven, and then you're
screw you over.
Yeah, then you're screwed.
Yep.
Either way, it's going to really affect your team early or later. I'm avoiding the whole situation in redraft. I got a draft coming up next Sunday, and he's off my board.
Yeah, I mean, he really kills his value for sure. I mean, there's always a price, but in Dynasty, it's killer, man. I hope you guys took our advice a few weeks ago when I was kind of talking about possible short-term solutions. I mentioned maybe making a deal for Terrence West, getting him on the cheap early on to kind of fill in, or Darren McFadden or something like that. I hope you guys made some plans. If you didn't, you're in big trouble. But yeah, Tyler, that was a killer trade. Good job.
Yeah, so I'm a Zeke owner in Dynasty, actually in the UDPL league that both Tyler and I are in. I got a trade offer for Zeke. Do you guys want to hear it and tell me what you think?
Yeah, sure. I feel so, like I know who it's from because he's been sending offers apparently in almost every league I'm in with him.
Fair enough. We won't name names. It'll be a girl with no name. So the offer that I got was my Zeke Elliott and Juju Smith-Schuster for two 2018 firsts, which are possibly top five, a 2019 first and a 2018 second. I said I was all set, just to preface it. And the reason being, I went into this league with the win now mentality, and I'm deep at running back. I also have Jay Ajayi, Jordan Howard, Eddie Lacy, so I can get by with a Zeke suspension either way. So I decided to keep Zeke and Juju because I actually like Juju quite a bit, and I got him pretty affordable in this draft because it's a super flex league. But I've seen some trades out there so far, and there are people selling Zeke, and this is the lowest that you're going to be able to sell him, unless, of course, he gets banished from the league, mind you. But I think, you know, Zeke for me in Dynasty, it's a little bit tougher. I'm in a keeper league. I won the league last year. I have the 14th pick, so I can keep Zeke with that pick, and I'm probably going to do it. Although his value, if you want to talk redraft a little bit, his value right now is end of the second, seems to be where he's going in redraft early on. But in Dynasty, it's you know, you can be in Tyler's mindset of like, hey, I don't want anything to do with this guy. I've seen this before, and I totally get that. Me is like, I came into the league with I want to win in year one, and I think hanging on to Zeke gives me the best shot instead of getting a bunch of draft picks for the future.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to mention a couple of trades. I'm on a Dynasty League Football Trade Finder, and the top ones I'm seeing right now are Sammy Watkins and a 2018 first for Elliott. What do you guys think of that one?
I don't think that's enough.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, and there's a trade right here, which I think is actually a good trade. Zeke for Brandon Cooks, 103 and 212. So apparently somebody hasn't had their rookie draft.
Yeah, I don't mind that as much. You can get a mix in McCaffrey, possibly.
Yep, I would do that.
Dalvin.
I would honestly do that in a heart. I'd smash accept just because, like, man, the rookie running backs look pretty good to me. Watching their tape and going back and rewatching it, man, like, yeah, these guys look good.
I've been impressed.
Yeah. And we got like Christian McCaffrey in a first, a 2018 first for Elliott, and that was accepted.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all either.
Yeah. I feel like you could probably get more out of that one, though.
Yeah, you could probably get another player or another pick at some point, sure.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say with yours is I feel like with those picks and Juju, I feel like you could probably get like a, I don't know, another rookie receiver that is kind of slipping, like a Curtis Samuel, mm-hmm. or
sure.
a rookie running back like a Kamara or James Conner, somebody to kind of fill that spot for Elliott. But yeah, I mean, it's not too bad, especially if those 18 first look like they could be early.
It was really tempting, but you know, I just had to stick with this is my plan, and I can get through the injury because of the depth that I have on my team. So I decided to stick it out for now. We'll see what happens. But so let's move on from the Zeke news and the other big news, which happened just after this. The Buffalo Bills shocked the world and traded Sammy Watkins to the Los Angeles Rams. Whew! I actually like this fit quite a bit.
I got the heart next to my heart. I'm so happy Sammy's out of Buffalo.
I bet his body's happy too.
Oh man. And you could tell when it, like, you hear players not liking to play in the cold. He's going to love it in LA. I mean,
keep that tissue nice and warm. Let's do this.
I mean, let's be honest. And people say Tyrod is a way better football player than Goff. I don't think so. I think Goff is a quarterback. Tyrod Taylor may have a big arm. Sammy isn't just
quarterback. So,
Sammy Watkins is more than just a deep threat. I mean, you've got to hit him on intermediate passes. Goff can do that perfectly. I mean, look at him and Cooper Kupp last night. I thought Goff looked great.
Okay. Whoa. Okay, I agree with you that you know, I'm excited for Sammy in a sense, but like the sense that we're talking about one preseason game with Jared Goff to Cup comparison is a little bit of a hot take, I think. But you know, I don't know. I like it. I'm excited for. I actually think Goff is a little bit more intriguing though, like you said.
Yeah, but okay, with Tyrod, he isn't in their plans. Tyrod is this year, and he's done. And honestly,
that's fair.
And
he could also get traded, by the way.
Yeah. And I would love to see that because I don't think honestly, my guess is Nathan Peterman is what the coaches want. I have said, you guys shake your head all you want. Nathan Peterman will start this year. And it's just because he's a West Coast guy. He fits the system. Like, he is a system quarterback. Yeah. He may be Alex Smith, but they want to run, play good defense, and they don't want to turn over the ball. They want to make sure
Tyrod doesn't turn over the ball.
But he's not a West Coast guy. He can't play. I don't think Tyrod's going to do as well under center, is what I'm saying.
Sure.
And Nathan Peterman, like, his best trait is he's just safe. Like, he's good under center. He came from West Coast offense. He's safe. I'm not saying Peterman's going to blow up and be an amazing quarterback. I'm just saying
Like Alex Smith is what you're saying. Like
a poor man's Alex Smith. Because I think Alex Smith is better than what people give him credit for. But yeah, in a sense. And I just think that's what they want. And I don't think Tyrod's in their plans. I think Sammy goes to a safer area where Goff is going to get opportunity after opportunity to start. They're going to get a connection. And I think it's actually going to grow into something amazing. Poor Robert Woods, though. I mean, Sammy's like the
Bobby Woods.
He's like the VD that just won't go away.
It just flares up.
Yeah, man, that they have a lot of receivers now, man. It's like they drafted like three, then they, you know, the, plus they got Woods.
Don't say him. Oh my God.
Austin's banged up.
You are the fourth person to argue with me. Tavon Austin in this offense is going to be good.
Who are you?
I just said he was banged up right now. He's not going to put it on this season.
Defender of Tavon Austin.
Okay. But no, honestly, I think it's going to be Woods, Watkins, Cooper Kupp in the middle.
Yeah, but they also drafted Josh Reynolds too, you know, so don't forget about that.
I think the most important part of this trade was it helps Todd Gurley. What do you guys think?
Yes. But man, why does every running back on that team look way better than him?
I think honestly, yeah, this is a big plus for Goff. You know, you got, you know, McVay coming in, who's a great mind, offensive mind. He's got a great scheme. I think this is a huge thing for Goff. I mean, he has put so many weapons. He's given him a left tackle who was probably one of the best left tackles in the game last year, in Andre Whitworth.
He's the same age as me, which is fun.
Andrew Worth. Yeah, I mean, he might, you know, be good for one more year at least. But man, I know, he's better than what he's had, plus all these, you know, weapons and stuff. So this is huge for Goff. I think that's the biggest takeaway.
Yeah, they interviewed Whitworth, and man, he still looks like he's got some juice. I would not mess with that guy.
Oh, no.
He's a big dude.
But I want to go back to Gurley quick. I don't hate Gurley. I just want him to get through the hole with explosiveness. He still seems like...
He needs to run with passion.
He's indecisive.
I just don't see it.
Yeah. And what's his name? Davis, number 42. Yeah, fumbled
Justin
twice.
Davis. He looked good other than
twice,
that.
But man.
Yeah, no big deal. He couldn't hold on to the ball, which is the big embarrassment. Those
fumbles
football.
Were the worst fumbles.
She's never going to get on the field if he fumbles twice.
Gurley needs to run with see hole, hit hole, just run. He seems like he's indecisive and just... He doesn't want to go towards contact. He's looking for the big play all the time. Yeah, he might get a couple, but man, just if you find a hole, go towards it. I mean, Justin Davis showed that. He saw a hole. He's getting that hole. He's getting to that hole. Gurley always was like, no, there's always that split second. And I watched
it. He's got a little bit of Lawrence Maroney in him.
Yeah.
Because Maroney did that with the Patriots. He would hesitate too much and then the hole was gone and then it's just, bleh. So hopefully it doesn't turn into that because it was pretty bad. So the other big news right after the Watkins trade, so that obviously everyone is like, oh, Zay Jones, he's going to be the number one. And then Anquan Boldin just signed there, so everyone's like, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, breaking news, the Bills trade with the Eagles and acquired Jordan Matthews.
So all what do you slot think about receivers.
All slot receivers all yes. the time. So I think Matthews can play on the outside. I don't have too much of an issue with that.
Really?
But I think
he hasn't done well.
I just looked at his PFF stats, he was like the seventh most efficient receiver out of the slot. Why would you take a guy like that and push him outside?
Who's going to play outside for them?
Big slot.
Andre Holmes?
That's the question.
I'd probably put Zay. Zay is probably their best bet outside.
Zay is a good slot receiver as well, so it's weird. But, yeah, he's probably best.
I think you're going to see Jordan Matthews outside. I have a feeling that Matthews is going to be outside more than
that. That might happen. I mean, that probably will happen, but it doesn't mean it's a good idea. You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like Bolden excels in the slot. Jordan Matthews excels in the slot. Zay Jones excels in the slot. Really, that's a terrible idea.
is going to play outside for them.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I get what they're trying to do, give them big, like, reliable, you know, red zone receivers and stuff like that. But, you know, probably, I don't know, Zay's probably the best option they have on the outside.
I agree. So, Tyler, what do you think about Jordan Matthews? Did this increase his stock or decrease it in a dynasty perspective?
Decrease, just because I don't think Tyrod and him fit, personally. Tyrod's a guy that just likes to go deep.
He throws a beautiful deep ball, too. He's efficient.
Gorgeous. I mean, so did Robert Griffin, and so did Jamarcus Russell, but I mean...
Well, Russell had no touch. He was all arm strength, but, you know, whatever. But no, Tyrod's got that touch, that deep touch, man.
Yeah, I will give him that. As you can tell, I'm not a Tyrod apologist. I'm not a fan, really.
I think he's a solid NFL quarterback. He's okay as a QB2. fringe QB1, I guess, in a deep league.
Yeah.
Don't be talking smack about Ty God.
Those rushing yards, man. Every he gets 40 rushing yards a game. That's the equivalent to an extra pass. That's a, equivalent to an extra passing touchdown.
You can have it. I'm just saying.
He's not going to be like a long term, you know, passing quarterback or like pocket passer. But you know, he's good as like a streamer or for like a for one season or something like that.
He's a good DFS play. I'll give you that. So. But yeah, I mean, like I said about Peterman, if Peterman comes in, I do think he'll fit well with Matthews because Peterman's an accurate intermediate thrower, which fits Matthews. Zay, I think, will fit well with Tyrod. I don't know. I think Zay's got more speed and more deep ball ability than what people give him.
Yeah, Zay's more athletic than people.
Yeah, Zay's getting really beat up on this offseason.
Well, it's because he had a ton of targets at ECU, a ton of catches, but they were all shallow because he was the only thing in the offense. He can play outside without a problem.
It sounds a lot like Jordan Matthews, but they both like the way that we talk about Zay sounds like the way we talk about Jordan Matthews. He's a good athlete. He doesn't get a lot of yards after the catch or like you know a lot of depth targets and stuff like that. But they're very similar.
But the thing with Zay is you watch the Senior Bowl. Mm-hmm. He played on the outside.
He looked like Allen Robinson to me.
Yeah, in the senior. That dude could jump. Like that one catch that he had that they called not a touchdown. They went back and reviewed it, and it was a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And back in the Senior Bowl, like a lot of players weren't trying with 2 feet. Zay tried to get 2 feet in. Like he was really trying.
Yeah,
that could be another play on for what's coming up for what we got going on.
So, physicality standpoint, when I watched the Senior Bowl and I watched it a couple different times, he reminded me of Allen Robinson with his play on the field. So I think he can be more than just that stereotypical, like he's a slot guy because he caught a ton of passes, blah, blah, blah. So I like Zay Jones on the outside. We'll see what happens. Obviously, we want to keep an eye on the preseason games once Jordan Matthews starts playing for the Bills to see where they're going to line them up to hopefully get an indication of what that offense is going to look like. So before we roll into our buy lows for the preseason, I want to tell you a little bit about the Sitter Start app. So I actually had the pleasure of meeting Jason, the founder, creator, the caretaker of the Sitter Start app. So I actually was partying with him in Boston. We were at the Fantasy Huddle for WEEI, which is a local radio station. Michael Fabiano was there, Field Yates. I'm dropping names. I don't care. I met Pete Davidson, who I'm in a few leagues with. I met Pat Thorman from Pro Football Focus, and the other gurus were there. Had a really good time. Talked to Jason quite a bit. And he's just an awesome guy. So if you don't know about Jason in the Sitter Start app, he works a full-time job and does all of this stuff in his free time. He's put a lot of money into this. His heart's into it. It's an absolutely awesome application. So you're like probably saying, what is the Sitter Start app? Well, it utilizes the power of stats and analytics first and foremost. It gives you all the information that you need to make the decisions to bring you fantasy success in 2017. On over 100,000 player comparisons in the 2016 season, they were correct 69.88% of the time, which was the leader in the industry for similar applications and websites. It's absolutely awesome. Now, some of the other things that you can do on there, you can look at stats, you can look at league leaders. They're going to be adding push notifications for your favorite teams and players. That's going to be coming up before the season starts. So there's a lot of cool stuff on there. They also do Daily Fantasy Joe for gaming analysis, for FanDuel, DraftKings. It's a one-stop shop for your fantasy football teams in 2017. So you're probably asking me, Doug, where can I find this application? And I'm going to tell you. You can find it on the Google Play Store as well as the iTunes Store. And what we want you to do is download that app and use code DHH when you do. So you let them know where you found out about the Sitter Start app. It's an absolutely awesome, awesome application. You can also go to sitterstart.net if you don't do the mobile thing, and you can get it right on your PC or Mac, which is awesome. So thank you for Sitter Start for sponsoring us again this week. We love your application, Jason. Keep up the great work. You're doing awesome.
Yes, thank you for everything you do for Sitter Start. I mean, you guys come up with an update. It seems like every week, and it's just to make that app better. So when you're sitting here and you're like, man, this app could really use this. He is so open to ideas. And that's the great thing about this app is it's growing. You need to get on board while this thing is just lower level. So you can go up to your friends and be like, hey, I had this app before. It was huge. Everybody likes to do that. Everybody likes to be that guy. Like, hey, I had this app before anybody had this app.
Yeah. And you can actually find this podcast through the application as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
The Dynasty Trade Calculator came aboard and they are part of the crew. I mean, it's an
that host of the TFF Gurus Trophy Time podcast, like, he is awesome.
I heard he's got some real attitude issues. He's the Zeke of podcasts.
Oh, yeah. He's got too much work. You hear his voice too much and you just get sick and tired of it. But I heard he's pretty good other than that. So let's move on to our buy lows so far for the preseason. So we've each got a few, I think, on hand, and we're going to tell you who you should be targeting right now in your dynasty leagues to go out and buy while the price is still nice. So who would like to go first and kick us off? Any takers out there?
I'll go first with the obvious.
I know who it's going to be. No, I don't.
DeShone Kizer.
I knew who it was going to be. It was going to be Kizer. Talk to Tyler.
You guys need to come aboard. I mean,
everybody. Spread the love, buddy. I'm there.
Everybody is. I was the one ahead of this train. Like, come on. He's going to win Rookie of the Year. And now everybody's running, trying to catch up to the other train cars. Like, hey, get me up. Get me up. Doug's sitting there swatting people's hands away. No, not yet. Not yet. It's not time.
I mean, you have talked about him every single pod I've been on. So
this guy is legit. Why does nobody sees it?
God, he looks so
like,
good.
Oh, he's not going to start. The way he stood in the pocket was amazing. And he took so many hits after hit, and he was dropping dimes. And he threw it to another one of my sleepers, Jordan Payton, who I really liked out of UCLA.
I liked it when he came out.
Yeah. Yeah. He threw a dime to him for a touchdown. I said on Twitter, you know, if he throws a touchdown, I'm getting it. I did.
And did you have like eggplant emojis?
He ordered the jersey.
That's right.
His eggplant emojis every. Yeah, Kizer looked great. How about a howitzer for an arm?
Oh,
that,
man.
That one throw that he threw to the sideline, I was just like, whoa, that was a frozen rope. That was. NFL throw. That was a big boy throw.
The only issue people had with him is he had all the talent. He was built like an NFL quarterback. People compared him to Big Ben. Cam Newton, I thought, was a little off, but I like the Big Ben comparison.
Sure.
And the only issue was his mental side. Was he mentally ready? He's only 21 years old. You got to think of that. He turns 21 in January. He did. He's going to be 22 next January. So this guy is still super young. And look at the progress he has made. And Hugh Jackson is one of the coaches where I could sit here and be comfortable with him coaching up Kizer, because he is a quarterback guru in the sense where he can make a quarterback do more than what we would expect. And he's built that, like I said, he's building that confidence up right. I tweeted about this. Kizer played with the third team and destroyed them. Next week, he's going to play with the second team. And if he does the same, week three, he will be the starter and then be named the starter for the season. That is the progress I think is going to happen. You guys need to come aboard, and now's a perfect time to buy him.
Because if you don't buy him now, that window's going to be slammed shut.
Yes, and honestly, I would buy him out of Superflex because I think him, Mahomes, and from what I saw of Watson, I would put him as a third. And
Trubisky looked good.
Looked great. That throw on the run, I was
Trubisky in awe. Looked
I'm like,
good.
Wow.
Yeah.
This quarterback class could be way better than we thought.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be shit, and it could be gold.
Yeah, everybody's talking about 2018 class. Whoa, wait a second. Let's watch
the breaks,
guys, before we hype up the next class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in on Kizer. I've been saying for a few weeks now that I think he could be a poor man's Dak Prescott this year from a statistical standpoint.
You mean rookie of the year, Dak Prescott?
Yes. So I actually went back in and we had our dynasty rookie draft about a month ago, and I actually traded back into the draft in the fourth round. It's not a super flex. It's just one QB. And I traded back into the draft to get Kizer.
I love that
move. So I'm pretty happy about that.
In start one leagues, I love that move. And this is a huge strategy of mine. So whip out a pen and paper, people, because I love this strategy. Draft a quarterback in the fourth round because their value can only go up. And when a quarterback hits, people like having that young, like easy start quarterback, and you can turn them for a running back, a wide receiver, just because they want that piece. The quarterback is a very tantalizing position. They want that young guy. They want a young stud like Mahomes or Kaiser when they break out.
Yep.
You can get the world for them, even though the position is devalued because you only have to start one. It's a great strategy to go.
It's the same way in the NFL. You know, it's got just grooming them in your in-house, and then you flip it for an asset later. So I think it's a great asset. Good move. Good advice. I took notes.
Absolutely. So, Joe, why don't you go next and tell me who you got as a preseason buy low?
You know, I'll just throw out some of the names that I'm interested in.
Rapid fire. Let's
see. Give it a feed us.
Well, I'll throw out some names, you know, in terms of, you know, one guy I was really intrigued with was Matt Collins from on the Eagles. I was really interested in him coming out of UNC. He's just a huge big play receiver. Didn't get a whole lot of hype. You know, he's kind of buried on the depth chart a little bit. He's probably the fourth or fifth right now. Probably the fourth.
Fourth after Jordan Matthews got dealt. I think he was a big reason why he got dealt, by the way.
That's possible. Yeah, I think Nelson Agholor was probably the main reason but when the lights come on, he's still not that great.
Just
I think he's in the last, you know, J-Matt was in the last year of his deal. J-Matt was, you know, is in the last year of his deal. The writing was on the wall. They kind of seemed like they were going to move on from him. So I'm sure that was part of it. But yeah, Matt Collins is a big threat guy. He averaged 22.1 yards per reception in his career. He has a 97th percentile. He had caught 4 out of 5 targets in that preseason game for 64 yards and a touchdown with a devastating stiff arm, by the way. Did you see that play? Oh,
it was dirty. Goodness.
You're talking about Deshaun Kizer moving up in the pocket. Carson Wentz just moved up in the pocket, shrugged off, you know, a defender, threw a little, you know, lofted that pass to Matt Collins. Perfect. And Matt Collins took it the rest of the way to the house and stiff armed that man to the ground.
You mean goats and Wentz?
Oh God!
Exactly. Well, you know, I like wins, but yeah. So it was an awesome play, but yeah, he's definitely one to watch. He's fast. I mean, he's got like a, let's see, he's his 40 time isn't awesome, but for his size and his weight, he's, you know, got a great adjusted speed.
That's a big dude.
And here's one of the most important things about Matt Collins too. Like he's pretty much guaranteed to make the team regardless if he does anything else in the preseason because he plays special teams.
Yep.
And he plays it very, very well. So he's going to make this roster.
That's probably where that stiff arm came from. I mean, that pterodactyl arm just seriously came out and just, nope.
Get out of here.
I loved it, man. I loved it. So Matt Collins is one for sure. I'm watching. He'll have some run this year, but for sure it's next year. You're looking at, I mean, Alshon's on a 1-year deal. You got J-Matt, who's gone now. You got Nelson Agholor is trying to turn the lights on, like you said. And you know, Torrey Smith is in a 1-year deal. So, or maybe he's multi-year deal, but he's only really guaranteed through this year.
Yeah. I think it's a one.
Yeah, exactly. So the future, I mean, he's got a lot of future. We're not really sure like how that's going to shake out next year, but he's definitely in the plans. So another guy, obviously, if you've been watching preseason, even before that, the hype is real for Galladay. My man, Kenny Galladay is busting loose
in this preseason.
But yes. I mean, I don't think you sell at all. Yeah. This is where we're going to disagree.
We can disagree.
Dude, you might not.
You can get first round value for this guy that you got in the third round. That is the epiphany of
sell high.
And maybe you're right about that. Maybe you're right, but I think his value will continue. I think it's an upward trajectory for him. I don't think this is going to come down. So if you think that this is the like where his peak value is, then sure. But I don't think his peak. I don't think he's going to hit his peak for a while.
I think he's at Sharon peak value.
Whoa.
He scored a touchdown, by the way. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. I think where we're gonna differ. I honestly will cater. I will you know, just listen to you guys in terms of the whole value and selling it now. But I do think his trajectory isn't gonna go down. I think he's gonna continue to rise. He's gonna start in three receiver sets on the outside. Anquan Boldin gave, you know, had 8 touchdowns last year. That's got to go somewhere.
It's going to go to Eric Ebron, I'm telling you.
Eric Ebron had, like, what, 1 last year, maybe? Like, 1? But anyways, Eric Ebron isn't a huge red zone threat himself. But, yeah, he's going to have some production this year in three receiver sets, and definitely in for the future. He's a monster.
If I could sell Galladay for any like I told you guys in our message, if I could turn and sell him for Mike Williams, which honestly I think you could, just because Galladay,
you probably could, hype, yes.
The hype is so big right now. He had a great training camp, great, you know, practices, then comes out this first preseason game and throws up 2 touchdowns. Like, come on, that is a sell to me. And I would do Mike Williams for Galladay all the time. I'm not even big on Mike Williams, and I know the value switch is huge right there. I don't know. Like I do agree. Yeah. I think Galladay is going to do well in that offense, but I don't think his value is going to be much higher than it is now, because Golden Tate's going to get his. Marvin Jones, despite having a terrible drop, is going to get his. Abdullah's going to get fed in that backfield, which I cannot wait. Yeah, Theo Riddick.
So many pass catchers. Ebron.
Like, yeah, he may get 6 touchdowns, but how many yards? Like, how many times are you going to actually start him?
I guess it all depends on what league you're in and how they value him. So, I mean, everybody values their players differently and stuff like that. If it's too outrageous, then sure. But, okay, so moving on from Galladay.
Oh, do I get to talk at all?
Jeez, yes,
I got players too, you know.
Well, I was just going to mention a bunch of them rapid fire, and then, you know, we got stuck on
right,
Galladay.
All right, keep feeding us.
No, I was going to say, definitely interested in D'Angelo Henderson out of Denver. He got a muddy backfield, but he could easily emerge as, you know, a front runner for the job at some point. CJ Anderson isn't a beacon of health. Neither is obviously our boy from, sorry, what, who just got hurt?
Devontae Booker.
Booker just got hurt. We talked about him last episode too.
And Charles's knees are still, we'll see.
Exactly. So, you know, Henderson he was a massive producer at Coastal Carolina, even though it's obviously a small school. But, you know, he's definitely a guy to watch for sure, and could end up, you know, sharing the load or taking the job at some point during the season. So, you know, he's definitely a guy I think that you can be interested in. Scored a 41-yard touchdown in the preseason game. So I'll let Doug talk. I won't take any more time.
All right, we'll come back to you, Joe. I'm chomping at the bit here. And so my guy is a buy low that you can get probably for free with like a 4th-round pick. Everyone's down
That's
on this guy.
Free.
People have
That's not free.
He might be available in some leagues. Let's be
free. Free with a 4th-round pick. I don't think it's free.
Sorry. So I think he might be available in some leagues. This is a fact. So the guy that I'm going to talk about is Javorius Buck Allen. So I think that the reason I'm saying Buck Allen, he's looking slimmer in camp. This is a guy that just 2 years ago had 45 catches and averaged 6 receptions per game and had almost 1,000 yards from scrimmage and only 3 touchdowns in his rookie season. Didn't play really much at all last year. He was dinged up a little bit. Didn't have the opportunity to get on the field. Are we really thinking Danny Woodhead's going to be healthy the whole season? I don't know. He's 32 years old, coming off an ACL. I like Danny Woodhead. But here's the thing. If Terrence West or Danny Woodhead goes down, who's going to be there to pick it up? His name's Buck Allen, and you can have him for a very, very low price. If not, free.
He's free.
He's free. So I like Buck Allen as my buy low. Absolutely.
Resurrecting the Buck Allen. I like it. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Tyler.
It's definitely, I mean, the job's up for grabs, you know?
Yeah. My next one is, Joe, I think you have jury duty in the morning, so you know you rapid fired yours all out. You know we'll let you go. I don't know. I don't want to know what the court case is for. It could be Zeke.
I can't tell you. But it might. Well, I won't tell you if it's involved with Zeke or not. I won't say.
Will let you go. I know it's only midway through, but we will have you back next week and you'll be up and ready to go, you know, not telling us what the Zeke situation is, but
Yeah, I can't go there. Okay, Tyler, I can't. But you know, if you ask nicely, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I appreciate it. You know, I'm very important. The jury hand selected me for this. So
jury Joe,
you know, I have to give it my best. You know,
I'm surprised they didn't select me. That's weird. I'm surprised they didn't call a professional.
They don't do celebrities, Tyler.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're disqualified because you're in the media and you have all these credentials and you have all these, you know, you're just a very important person. And I lied, they didn't hand select me. I'm just the average Joe that they just needed. So
no, you're not average, man. You're above average.
I am above average. Mediocre.
Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you at?
You can find me on twitter.com at Paino, P-A-E-N-O. And you can find, I just put a piece out there for RotoViz. It was my first piece. So you can go to RotoViz. Thank you very much. I'm excited.
I mean, that's big time right there.
Yeah. It was kind of a surprise to me, actually. So
does the jury know? I mean,
the jury probably is not aware of my work.
Maybe you could print it out and give it to them.
Yeah,
I will. But there's a paywall, so they're going to have to, like, you know, subscribe. So they might get like one paragraph. You know, I'm like, hey, it has like my author page, but you know, you can only see the first paragraph unless you subscribe. So, but yeah, nice. I'm excited. I pitched it to them and they published it without me even realizing it at first. I was like getting these notifications and on my email, I was like, oh crap. Like, I guess they posted it, but yeah, I'm excited. And I guess I'll be contributing there. So that's pretty exciting for me. I appreciate you mentioning that. So yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it. And I'll see you next week.
Awesome. We'll see you again another day.
Bye, Joe.
All right, let's get back to business. I'm going to give you my next one. CJ Procise. Joe left for the goodness.
Oh, we got Kaiser and Procise. This is really going far out of the lane for you.
Yes, Procise is a huge buy for me. And you want to know the reason? Because he's so cheap right now. All the hype is with Rawls.
He is affordable.
Chris Carson is getting a ton of hype right now. I know people are talking about, oh, he scored two 1-yard touchdowns, and he's got like a yards per carry average of under three. Procise is a guy that Pete Carroll loved. He loved how he was. And I just think you can get him for so cheap. Now, I bet, honestly, if you throw offers in your league, there could be like a 2 third-round pick situation to a non-believer. I mean, let's be real. There, it could be so cheap where the risk is so minimal. You, even if you're not a fan, just be like, okay, whatever. But I think this is a top 25 running back in the making, just from PPR value. I mean, let's say he doesn't pan out to what I hope he does. A poor man's David Johnson. He could still be a Theo Riddick type player. They want to use him in that passing game. He was a wide receiver in Notre Dame. Pete Carroll is thinking about using him at wide receiver.
Hey, if Paul Richardson got hurt tonight, Tyler Lockett's got an injury history.
I mean,
Jermaine Kearse.
Let's be honest. He could be a receiver with a running back tag, which is a huge value.
Oh, I mean, that's a good transition, Tyler.
All right, let's hear yours.
That's a good transition to Duke Johnson, which is mine, because Duke Johnson, Miami's all-time leading rusher, by the way, in a school that's had some Edgerrin James, Frank Gore, Clinton Portis,
very good.
Just to name a few, he's getting a ton of work out of the slot. And in the first preseason game, they gave him some snaps in the slot too. So here's the thing. I think that Duke Johnson, Gallon, because that's a little bit deeper. But Duke Johnson, 872 yards from scrimmage last year, didn't get a ton of carries. He only had 73 attempts in 2016. Only had one touchdown. And he was hyped up a lot going into 2016 as a breakout candidate. And it just didn't happen. So those are the kind of players that I want to try to target. Because people will remember, like, oh man, Duke Johnson, he sucked for me last year. He didn't score any points. He had one touchdown. These are the players that I want to gravitate towards when it comes to buy low, especially when you hear that Duke Johnson is tagging around with Hugh Jackson. He's not in the running back room. He's not in the receiver room. He's with the head coach at all times. Is what's
that's
been
good
said
news. Now. I mean, him and Kaiser are probably
great news
a lot.
Right.
And when you hear about, like, Kaiser's hanging out with Hugh Jackson, and if Duke Johnson is, it's obvious Kizer and Duke are going to have another connection.
Right.
So that's another good situation to have. I like that. I like that buy.
Yeah, and the thing with Duke, too, is the athleticism is there. You know, Crowell's there. I'm not a huge Crowell guy. It is what it is.
I like Crowell.
But if you can get a piece of a potentially ascending offense for, I don't know what Duke Johnson's trade value would be right now. I assume you might be able to pull him for a third.
Yeah, probably around pro size value. I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, I would give up a third for Duke Johnson. Absolutely. So an ascending offense that I think is going to, like I said, poor man's Dak Prescott. I'm just saying that Duke Johnson could be the slot guy for them because, you know, I would love Rashard Higgins to break out or Jordan Payton to win that role. But Duke Johnson is the best fit. If you're not going to use him as a running back, use him all over the place as an offensive weapon, if you will. So Duke Johnson, definite sneaky buy for me.
Yeah, let's stay with the Browns. And I'm going to go with David Njoku, and I'll tie in O.J. Howard. Now, the reasoning is the news is quiet. There's not much news about the two. I mean, you saw in the preseason game, Cameron Brake get more work than Howard. Howard news is quiet, Njoku's quiet, which is a good opportunity to say, hey, I'll trade you this for this. Like, I would a couple 18 seconds maybe for Njoku or Howard, I could possibly get it done too.
I think that would be hard for Howard.
Yeah, because
Howard's he was like the consensus name. Like 1.7, 1.8, where Njoku was more like the 1.11, 1.12. That's where I got him in leagues. I own Njoku in every single dynasty league I'm in.
Yeah, and so. You're a guy that won't trade him for the world. No, so
nope. I am holding him tight and not dropping him.
With our love for Kizer, Njoku is going to be a monster for this team.
I think so.
I've kind of faded Corey Coleman. I actually sold nearly every one of my Corey Coleman shares at the opportunity just because the fact that he's been injured, those type of receivers scare me.
Mm-hmm.
I like the talent. I don't know. We'll come back to Corey Coleman mid-year and I could
see where we're at.
I could eat crow or not, but
don't eat Isaiah Crowell. That's not nice.
But by the way, going back to Crowell, I do want to mention, I forgot to mention it. I liked his value. Now it's way too pricey.
Way too high. In Dynasty and Redraft, it's out of this world.
Yeah, he's a good player, but let's cool the Jets.
Yeah, so I want to touch on a tight end. So you got Njoku and Howard. Is it too late for Rico Gathers? Has the window closed?
Oh my God, you better like be running and sprinting towards that window and diving out of it because I snagged him up in three home leagues and I thought there's no way this guy's on any waivers and
Boom. He is.
But you need to, right when you're listening now, hit pause. Doug and I will wait. Hit pause and see if there are any waivers. Go right now. If he is, you better have picked him up because you need to go get him.
Yeah, for me with Gathers, so I was a buyer on Gathers the whole offseason. I have him in our UDPL league. I have him in the Scott Fish Bowl. I have him in Capitalist Picks 2, another industry league. And I got him super late because I was like, you know what? Big athletic tight end, former basketball player. Stop me if you've heard that before. So I'm like, hey, he's worth a flyer. And all he's got in front of him is Jason Witten. Now, the thing with Gathers, I'm starting to think, so my play before was like, he's a play for 2018. I stash him now, good to go. 2017, if he keeps doing what he's doing, I mean, come on. Are you going to give Jason Witten the dad runner all these targets? When you have an athletic, huge, massive athletic specimen running down the field, you're going to use that guy. So I think that Gathers is going to be in play this year. So I'm moving up the timetable for Rico. Not Joe, Rico.
I can be on you with that. And the reasoning is how they're using him. They're also splitting him towards kind of the, what is it called? The big slot receiver. Mm-hmm. They're using him all over the field. The guy, he runs a 4.5. He's 6'7", 290.
Yeah.
He's 290. And he runs a 4.5.
I'm 10 pounds heavier than him, and I would run like a 7-second 40, if not worse. So this guy is a freak.
My best quote from him is, when he scored a touchdown, I haven't scored a touchdown since, what was it, high school?
Yeah.
And when he did, he said, I loved the feeling, and I want to do it more.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of, to that kind of aspect. I love that. Like, he's hungry. He wants to score. He wants to get in the end zone, and he has showed us nothing but doing that. So I love that buy. I mean, you could probably trade for him for a third. Somebody's gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna flip him. Yeah, I would do that, especially in an offense where you got the quarterback already in the future. Yeah, no Zeke. And they're gonna have to do more passing than what we think.
Mm-hmm. My next one
is gonna be Jerick McKinnon.
Oh, I like that. I love McKinnon's athleticism.
Me too. And he showed great the last couple of games of the season when they used him how they should, as a third down back, a passing down back. Let's be honest, he may be as athletic as any player, but at his size, at 5'8", 205, he's not a three down back.
Right.
If he goes to a team next year, because I do think Dalvin Cook is going to have the full job. If he goes to another team, I think he could be a very good third down back. Kind of a Tevin Coleman last year type of player, where they'll give him some run, they'll give him some passing game, and he could be a good fourth running back, a third running back on your team, a guy that you could use on bye weeks. But this is looking into the future. I mean, if the Vikings sign him again, that dream is probably done, because I think he'll just back up Dalvin Cook. But if the Vikings let him go, the sky's the limit for this guy, because
if he lands in the right spot, absolutely.
Yeah, and his value could go up, and he could be a good flip candidate. So
you could probably get him as a throw-in in some trades.
Oh, yeah, I have. There's been a couple trades where I've got him as a throw-in.
Yeah. So I'm going to stick with running back, and I'm going to give you one from my hometown team. His name is Rex Burkhead.
I like it. I picked him up in a couple of leagues. I love that.
So here's the thing with Burkhead. He just turned 27, so you're probably like, ew, he's 27. It's Dynasty. He has 121 career total touches. So he's got a lot of tread on the tire. First couple of years that he was in the league, he was banged up. The last two, he's played all 16, so I don't have too many issues with that. He is the best overall running back on the New England Patriots. Agreed. He's been getting a ton of positive press from his goal line runs. I was actually at training camp this past Monday, or 2 Mondays ago now, and he had some really nice runs at the goal line. A sneaky story that no one's talking about: Mike Gillisley hasn't practiced in a week, and he has a hamstring issue. So do you know what the best ability on the New England Patriots is?
Availability.
Bingo. That is exactly it. So Burkhead's impressing in short yardage situations, where that was supposedly supposed to be Gillisley's job, as he's taking over for LeGarrette Blount. And Gillisley's ADP is still sky high.
Yep.
Rex Burkhead was high for a while. Then they signed Gillisley, and everyone forgot about poor Rex. So you can definitely get Rex late in a draft, or for probably a third round pick in 2018 pretty easily. And I love it, because if Deion Lewis, James White, or Gillisley gets hurt, Burkhead is the guy that can do everything on that team. Run between the tackles, goal line, pass receptions. Shit, he even plays special teams like a boss. The guy is an absolute lunch pail beast.
Don't forget, he was a very, very outstanding recruit for Nebraska, and was actually going to be a high pick until he got injured his senior year. This is a very talented guy. He's shown it on the field. You reminded me, I had him on my list for my current free agent auction going on right now in a home league. I just put him up on the board. So he's a guy I'm going for.
I love it. Who else you got, Tyler?
I got a couple more. Quickly,
I got two more too. So
yeah, quick, I'll just go through Zay Jones. He was another one. The talk of him is just so down. People seem like they're down on him because he's not making huge plays. He's a guy that they drafted early, and he's not showing up. I mean, people don't get the hype. It doesn't mean they're not good. You can't forget about this guy. He was 37th overall draft pick in the NFL draft. They traded up to get him. They like his ability. Like Doug and I said, he has the ability to be a one. He's just not the extreme wide receiver one. He's a good route runner. He's got good ball skills. Good hands. Let's not sleep on this guy.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. So mine, I'm going to give you a player that in 99.5% of leagues is available. So I know we said run to your computer. So do it again. Type in this name. Austin space Carr, New England Patriots receiver.
I love that. I picked him up in a couple spots. I actually think I might have picked him up in the UDPL.
You did, and I was like, I fell asleep at the wheel. I was like, oh, no one will pick him up. And then I was checking it, and I'm like, fudge, Tyler got him.
That is because I owe it to. I got to give credit where credit's due. My friend Al Cummings, who has written an article for us, I've been trying to get him on board. He is awesome at finding these very low level guys, and they just came out. Like, I laughed at him when he's like, Austin Carr, man, this guy is good. Go watch his stuff. I didn't believe him, so I didn't go watch him. That catch he had.
He's right in my backyard, and I didn't pick him up. I feel like an idiot.
That catch he had, though, wow. That's a big boy catch.
So the cool thing about Austin Carr, he was one of the most recruited free agents after the draft because he did go undrafted. And I was listening to an interview with him on the radio the other night on my way home, and he said that he went to the Patriots. He had like 12 or 13 different offers. He wanted to go to the Patriots because of the culture. He wanted to win. It wasn't necessarily about like his role. He wanted to earn his way onto the team, and I love guys like that. So he's 6 foot, 202 pounds. He reminds me kind of like Adam Thielen. I know Thielen's a little bit bigger, but his story is kind of similar. Like lunch pail guy, like he's going to grind and work his ass off to make the team.
Yep. He looked up to Randy Moss and Chris Carter.
Right. So he went to Northwestern. He put up a line of 90, 12, 47, and 12 last year. He was the Big Ten receiver of the year. And like I said, he did go undrafted. And to me, when you look at what his role could be on the Patriots, you know, they have Malcolm Mitchell, Chris Hogan, Julian Edelman, Brandon Cooks. I think he's going to make this team because they're not going to sneak him through to the practice squad. Someone will pick him out. So he's going to make this team. And I wouldn't be surprised if someone like Danny Amendola, bye-bye, as much as he's green the playoffs, he might lose his job. It's possible. But to me, Austin Carr is a complete freebie. And he could be the next Edelman. I know Edelman's getting up there in years. They might hang on to Carr, and he might be the next guy. I mean, it's a great story. One of the hosts of the local radio show, 10 to 2, he's actually on with Scott Zolak, former Patriot quarterback. And he said that, you know, he's been his all-star at camp. And in the last few years, his all-stars have been Malcolm Butler, Trey Flowers, and Malcolm Mitchell. So he's got an eye for talent. And when I hear that, and I'm like, all right, well, this guy likes Austin Carr. He watches the Patriots a ton. He knows his stuff. He's put me on the dynasty radar for Austin Carr.
Yeah, and with Austin Carr being Northwestern wide receiver of the year, Big Ten, what's your first thought of the Big Ten?
I just think of like Wisconsin.
No, like as a play Michigan, style. Ohio State. Play style.
I'm not huge into college, but I know they're usually a lot of running game usually, right?
Defense.
Oh, that's true. Defense. That's Big Ten.
Stout defense.
I'm Florida State all day. Talk to me about the ACC. I'm good.
All right. Well, Minnesota, great defense. Ohio State, great defense. Michigan, the best defense.
Yeah.
Michigan State, very good defense. They have stout defenses. And to put up those numbers against the Big Ten, my hat's off to you, sir. And the fact that you went undrafted and then to the world championship Patriots, this is like cheating, you guys. Stop it. Stop it now. You guys just, what is it? Your recruiting process is cheating. I'm going to find a way to find out what it is. Oh, man, it's just the worst.
Yeah, sorry. It's good to be a Pats fan nowadays. I've been a Pats fan since I was a little kid, so I remember the bad times, but the good times... Let them roll. That's what I say. All right, Tyler, who you got? You got any more names for me?
I'm going to give you three receivers and then talk about one.
Okay.
Tyler Lockett, because he's dropped. I'm going to go Tyler Lockett. J.J. Nelson.
I like that. Not a lot of buzz about J.J., but I like him a lot.
I know. I've been picking up as just a throw-in in trades, and I'm like, all right, thank you.
Sure.
I'll take a guy that was drafted in the third round, or was it fifth or third? I can't remember.
He's going to win you some weeks.
Yeah, he's awesome in best ball, which is a good play in playdraft.com.
Oh, I like playdraft.com/DHH.
Throw in $10 to your account. You will get $10 back for a free best ball. J.J. Nelson would be a great pick. I mean, I love doing these best ball drafts. I need to get back into it. But I'm so focused on studying with the footballer's draft kit for my home league draft coming up. But I like J.J. Nelson. And another, my last one, Michael Floyd from Minnesota. I know
that's you guys an may eye say, test thing, right?
I know you guys are just like, yeah, and I did. And he looks fantastic. He looks like he's got a connection with Bradford. If you can buy him cheap and just throw him away for 4 weeks where he's suspended, this guy is still, he's still got the talent. You see players like Austin Seferian Jenkins putting on the bottle, losing weight, and actually focusing. I think Michael Floyd has got it. And Zimmer is a coach that straight up said, like you guys all heard it, if you lie to me or drink, you're done.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you're done. There's no excuses or anything. Mm-hmm. I think that scared the crap out of Floyd because he knows no other team is going to give him a chance. And the fact that he is just playing ball out there and you see it firsthand, this guy is going to be on the outside. I know it's Minnesota's offense, but I think people are just downplaying the offensive line like crazy. I get it didn't look good first preseason game, but Riley Reiff wasn't in there. And it's the first preseason game. These guys need to mold together. I like Floyd as a buy. I like him as a player that you can just stash for 4 weeks and just wait for the goods, because this guy is going to just turn heads this year. And I've just got a gut feeling. I'm cheering for him. I'm a Notre Dame fan. I loved him in Notre Dame.
There it is.
I've got a ton of Notre Dame players in my list, but man, come on.
I can't wait a year from now when all we hear is about Equanimeous St. Brown. That's going to be fun.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. You just got me so... I don't know if Doug saw it in my eyes, but my eyes just opened up.
Yes.
I have ESB in every...
It was like I was John Travolta and I just jabbed the adrenaline into your chest and you were Uma Thurman.
Oh my God. Like, you have no idea about my love for ESB. He is going to be so good. So good. I've got him in all my Debbie leagues. I literally went to the owners and I said, what do you want for him?
What is it going to take?
Yeah. What do you want for this guy? I traded Allen Robinson in an ESB trade. Just, it was like ESB, a first round pick, and God, I forgot, but as another player. And I was just like, screw it, man. I'm going all in on this guy.
All in. All the monies. Bye. So my last player, and I'll be brief. I only wrote one sentence on this player. And that player is another freebie. Go check your website.
You've been doing these really dumpster diving stuff. I like it.
You know, when you say buy low, these are guys that you could buy that could be potential booms, right? So here's one. Rod Smart of the Dallas Cowboys. Because you never know. Darren McFadden, not the picture of health. Ezekiel Elliott, not the picture of someone that makes good decisions. Alfred Morris looked pretty good.
You say Rod Smart or Rod Smith?
Rod Smart, not Rod Smith, the former Broncos receiver. Rod Smart, running back from the Dallas Cowboys.
Is there a Rod Smart?
Yeah.
Am I dumb? You can say yes.
No, yes, it's Rod Smart. He's been getting a lot of buzz in camp, and he's looked really, really good. He is a super-duper flyer, throw him on your taxi squad and see what happens type of player. But I just wanted to mention him because you never know. And that's what I wrote down,
yeah,
because you never know.
Dreams.
We got dreams. So what we want to tell you, that's going to wrap up our preseason buy lows and some buzzy names, and hopefully you got something out of it. Hopefully you go onto your league page and you pick up some of these players.
Yeah, or hit us up on Twitter and let us know, like, hey, you missed out on this guy. I mean,
yeah,
maybe we don't know a sleeper of yours and you can get your voice heard. I mean, come out and tweet us and be like, hey,
I love that.
Look at this. Check out this guy. You could help us out. I mean, let's be real. There could be a Thomas Rawls out there where you're just like, okay, I've heard of this guy, but I don't know. Talk us into it. I love it.
That's phenomenal. So what we want to tell you to do now is go check out DynastyHappyHour.com. There's so many cool things on the website now. You've got redraft rankings from the one and only Keaton Denley, Dynasty Frank, Gabe Gearing, and Corey Cameron. There's updated Dynasty rankings. There's tons of new team previews on there. All the podcasts and the network are all under one roof, which is phenomenal because the Falafel House under one roof. Oh, that's right. That just happened.
Can I be real with you? The Falafel
absolutely.
House, I actually was like, why do they have such a long name? The FLAFFL. I don't... Why don't they like slim it down?
Yeah, it's because they're all from the Fantasy Life app is where they met, so they have that as part of their.
I know. I was just like, man, what does that mean? And then I heard the podcast, and I'm like, oh, I'm an idiot. All right, okay, move on.
Tyler's like, I get it.
I'm a big dumb idiot.
So Tyler, why don't you tell us about some of the cool stuff that's going on with the Fantasy Tilt shirts and the Dynasty Happy Hour sweatshirts?
Yeah, the Fantasy Tilt shirts are in. You guys order them. And the sweatshirts are a strictly pre-order basis. You go in, they're up on the website on the gear section, dynastyhappyhour.com/gear. And you can pre-order these sweatshirts. I wanted to order them before September. So if you want one, please order it. And then we will get them shipped out to you by mid-September. The best thing about this is $5 for the shirts or sweatshirts will go towards Seth Rogen's Alzheimer's research. And it's a great cause. Tim Torch's father has Alzheimer's. It's a very, very tragic disease, you guys. I worked with it for 8 years, and it's tough.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yes. I've met some of the greatest people with it. I've sat down, had conversations for hours with people with it, and it's the worst thing. And you just, I have great stories from people with it, and it's a good thing to give the money to help research and maybe find a cure for it. I know it's a very heartbreaking disease. Tim Torch, my heart goes out to you. Good friend of ours. I mean, just go pre-order the sweatshirts. It's a small change for a good cause.
Absolutely.
And the shirts too. The shirts are, I think, $19, $19.99 maybe. No shipping. No shipping though.
That's good because it's been like $5 to ship a t-shirt lately.
Yeah. And the sweatshirts are $35 with $3 shipping.
Not bad.
So, I mean, you can go to the store and buy an Under Armour sweatshirt for like $60. Or you can buy pretty much the same quality with a big old Dynasty Happy Hour logo right across it. Rep us. Rep who you come to for Dynasty advice. And also help out Alzheimer's research.
Absolutely. And we want to remind everyone, too, to leave an iTunes review and get a shout out on the show. So make sure that you're subscribing to the Dynasty Happy Hour on iTunes, Google Play, and all the other major podcast networks. So leave us a review. That would be phenomenal. And also give us that 5-star rating because you know what to do, fam.
You're lucky Joe's not here. Joe would be talking your ear off about five stars. And we need to read. I want to read something right now. I want to read a review. No, we got none. That's it.
Reviews? All right. Well, we're going to have to move on then, unfortunately. So maybe next week, if you want to get a shout out on the podcast, you know how to do it. I'm just giving you a nice hint, hint, nod, nod, wink, wink. Let's do this. So make sure to follow the podcast on Twitter at DynastyHHPod. You can also follow the Fantasy Tilt on Twitter at DHHFantasyTilt. Tyler, where can we find you?
DHH_Tyler.
Awesome. And you can find me at TheFantasyFather. And until next week, it is draft, trade, win, and win.
That's all the time we have for you today for the Dynasty Happy Hour. If you're looking for more fantasy football advice, be sure and follow the guys on Twitter. Find Tyler at DHH_Tyler. Follow Doug at TheFantasyFather. And finally, Joe at Pano, P-A-E-N-O. Check out rankings, articles, and more at DynastyHappyHour.com or follow us on Twitter at DynastyHHPod. Music is brought to you by the fantasy hitman, Mike Wright. Catch you back here next time for the Dynasty Happy Hour. This has been a Dynasty Happy Hour podcast network.